Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Here in Ireland for over 40 years, that's four decades of trust, reliability and expertise. Visit Zurich.ie.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
Now you're very welcome back. A cross-party Edachtas group on pregnancy and infant loss has been meeting today to highlight improvements they feel can be made in prevention and in support services and in recording data on miscarriages. Professor Keelan O'Donoghue, Professor in Obstetrics and Gynaecology at University College Cork and also Consultant Obstetrician at Cork University Maternity Hospital, was at the meeting, and she joins us now in the studio. You're very welcome, Professor O'Donoghue, to the programme.
Thank you, Cork.
And we'll go through some of what was discussed today. Before, though, we come to that, as an obstetrician, I have to get your opinion on what was said, what's been making the headlines today. Donald Trump's comments about paracetamol, claiming without evidence that there's a link between using it during pregnancy and autism. And he went on to express a lot of vaccine scepticism as well when it comes to infants. What did you make of it? What was your reaction?
So firstly, I'd like to reassure our pregnant patients that the use of paracetamol in pregnancy is safe in terms of treating pain and fever. And I have been following this closely. As you hadn't mentioned there, I lead clinical guideline development for maternity and gynaecology. So I have been looking at this research evidence over the last couple of weeks. And some of the US professional colleges have been publishing quite a lot of research evidence about this. So looking back over that, it's quite clear to us that that information being quoted is coming from studies that are not of high quality, with some inconsistent methodology. And really, there are some high quality studies not showing that there is a link between using paracetamol in pregnancy and autism or autism spectrum disorders. It's also really important to say that untreated pain and fever in pregnancy can cause harm. And coming on to what we're going to be talking about, untreated fever, particularly in early pregnancy, is associated with an increased risk of pregnancy loss and in later pregnancy with preterm birth, and it's also a risk in labour. So it's really important to reassure pregnant women that from the evidence that we have, that the use of paracetamol is safe.
Okay, and it was highly irresponsible, to say the least, of a president of the US to come out with such unsubstantiated comments that have no evidence behind them whatsoever.
Not helpful, but we need to be clear in our replies to that as well.
Okay. Can I ask you about something then that, and 51551 for listeners who might be silently coping or not coping with this for many years, some of them, the cross-party Edachtas group on pregnancy and infant loss. What was discussed? What was focused on today?
So we were delighted to attend that today. It's a new interest group in the Oireachtas, and we also ran an alongside information session, sharing information, policy briefs and resources with senators and TDs. And we hope that this is a milestone moment to recognise the need for sustained political attention on this issue within Leinster House. And the aim of ourselves and our partners who accompanied us, so FeiLACOM, the Stillbirth and Neonatal Death Association and the Miscarriage Association of Ireland, is to inform policymakers about key research from Ireland, clinical evidence, and to help them develop strategies, identify priorities and, you know, influence actions. And while in my research group, we deal with lots of different types of pregnancy loss and pregnancy endings, for this work and for this working group, we've specifically focused around three areas of interest. One, ending preventable baby deaths, something that is showing some progress in Ireland, but many baby deaths remain preventable and we need a strategy around that. Secondly, trying to improve services and standardise service provision around early pregnancy loss, beginning with that first miscarriage and moving on to a model of care for recurrent miscarriage. And thirdly, recognising and acknowledging all pregnancy loss that happens under 23 weeks and looking to support people, for example, in workplaces. Mm-hmm. So those are the three kind of areas that we focused on today.
Can I start with the last? Because
sure.
Sometimes when you discuss it with people, if it comes up, if you're having, it is an intimate conversation or a personal conversation that somebody might have lost a mm-hmm. child or an infant, in especially those early stages. Mm. It's difficult for them to have that conversation, sometimes many years later, because there's a lack of acknowledgement in wider society.
Sure. And look, we know this is an emotive issue. It's seen as a taboo subject. But that kind of silencing and that stigma around it doesn't really help those people who experience pregnancy loss. It makes them feel less isolated. And it also means we miss opportunities as clinicians and researchers to raise awareness and to identify what the priorities are.
How can that be changed, though?
So I think there's a lot we can do. We can look to, obviously, what other countries are doing and learn from what works and reflect on what they're doing. And certainly looking to the UK and looking to Australia, they've been quite proactive in care bundles and in strategies around pregnancy loss prevention, around stillbirth prevention. And also some countries, like, again, the UK, have introduced formal kind of acknowledgement or recognition of pregnancy loss under 23 weeks. So for those that want it, a formal state recognition or acknowledgement of pregnancy loss. And then, like ourselves and our research group, and linking in what others are doing internationally, there is quite a lot of work around trying to support those who experience pregnancy loss in workplaces, because obviously people who are of reproductive age are usually in a workplace, mm-hmm. and how to support people through that experience is really important.
In the workplace?
In the workplace, obviously in society, but acknowledgement in the workplace.
So you're talking about acknowledgement and recognition from your boss or colleagues, and also surely counselling services?
Absolutely. Well, I suppose in the workplace we're talking about we are currently working on a resource to be published in a couple of weeks to help employers know what to say, what to do, how to contact people, and for employees themselves to know what their rights are, so to speak, and also where to find information and support. And we have been doing a lot of work in our research group with our HSC colleagues in the Women and Infants Programme to standardise information resources. We have a big work package around some of those early pregnancy resources, and we'll be moving on to later pregnancy resources.
Is that what you mean, Professor Donoghue, when you say there isn't a standardised type of care for early pregnancy loss across the country?
Yeah, and a big national study that we've completed in Cork looked at provision of care services across early pregnancy, specifically focusing on miscarriage or recurrent miscarriage, which is two consecutive early pregnancy losses. And we can see that while there are areas of good practice, we can see that there's a lot of variation nationally and lack of standardised access to care. We're not particularly good at providing care to people, say, after one pregnancy loss, focusing maybe more on those specialised scenarios or complex scenarios of pregnancy loss. Whereas we would be arguing, and that's one of the things that came up in the group today, that everybody who has a pregnancy loss experience needs a standardised amount of information and support in their hospital services and obviously in community as well.
Okay. Can I ask you, finally, when will this change? I mean, does there need to be legislation? How hopeful are you that the situation being suffered by so many couples, I think, and so many people right across the country, silently very often, as you say, it's a taboo subject. When will that actually change?
Well, I think it's good that we're talking a lot more about this now, and today is a start bringing it to the attention of policymakers and making it on their agenda. And I think also what we did today was kind of present some actions as to what could be done and how, by working together, particularly ourselves as clinicians and researchers, and also with the parent groups, working together, we can achieve an awful lot more. So I think this is a good start. I think there's work that we can do, but we have also clearly set out how we can make improvements in care for early pregnancy for all types of scenarios of pregnancy loss, and also around that strategic direction into preventable baby deaths as well.
Okay, and I know this brings up very difficult memories for an awful lot of people. If you've been affected, you can get help at rte.ie/helplines. But Professor Keelan O'Donoghue, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.